I thought you were gonna say lips.
All right, man.
Wide nose breathing in all the white man's air.
God
damn it, Dave. Hold on, let me drink real quick.
Good. All right, here we are. We're back again. It's another edition. It's another episode of my show. And you may have heard him before we got started, but probably not. It's Dave.
It's me. It's Dave. Oh, wait, no, it's not us. I forgot what I was going to say. It's Robin.
That checks out. That checks out. Yeah, I am Robin. Here
Dave
for episode.
Robin the ball and handing it
299. Introduced by Dave.
Just like I like my ladies.
Dropping their balls.
$2.99?
Either one. Anyway, bringing it back around. There it is. The hoop snake known as Jake.
It's me, one take Jake back in the saddle. And $2.99 is pretty good. You know, it's $2.99 all you can eat, but all you can stand was $1.04. But you know, we're here. We got a thing or two to talk about. I suffered a grievous injury this week.
Yeah,
so we gotta talk about that. Other things too. Yeah, okay. Other things too. There's a lot of other stuff going on. Robin saw movies.
Robin always saw movies.
I watched half of both episodes of Loki because I keep falling asleep during shit.
Oh, so
I kinda know what's going on.
It's so good.
Like, we put X5 in that box and made him really tiny. That was fun.
That was cool.
I like that. And then fell asleep, and then I woke up later, and Sylvie was there.
The latest episode was really fucking good. Like, I would say that Loki is easily the best Marvel show.
Agreed.
And it's
probably better than some of the movies.
It and WandaVision are on their own wavelength.
Right.
Yeah, WandaVision was really good too.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was, but Loki has been, like, I don't remember, see, when I watched WandaVision, yeah, I wanted to watch the next episode. Loki, I'm upset that I have to stop watching, because I'm like, oh, I want to see the next part so bad. It's so good.
We're all gonna die.
Dude, I got so excited when, because I forgot that he was in it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I remember because I just text you short round and that's it.
Right.
And it took you a second to be like, what does he mean?
Yes.
Well, at the same time, like, did you watch Tacoma FD at all, Dave?
No, I haven't. I've seen parts of it and it's like, wow, I bet you I'd really enjoy the show. And then
did the same thing.
Yeah, it's essentially Super Troopers, but episodic and at a fire department.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they do the same damn thing.
I would really laugh to this day if instead of Tacoma FT they just called it Super Soakers.
But then they'd have to set it in like Salt Lake City.
That's fine.
No.
We get the Soakers. Yes.
Yes.
We were there. Yeah.
what's
I got
favorite...
this book.
what's the favorite Disney show on the BYU campus? Ahsoka.
Oh, God. Go ahead and write that down, people.
Ahsoka. I hardly knew her.
Hey-o.
I'm
two in a row.
What? No, don't call it a comeback.
Ah, yeah, that's Kim Kardashian.
I'll borrow from Jimmy Carr on this one. Sir, if you want to come back for me, you're going to have to ask your mom.
That's another one. Whenever I hear his name, I'm like, yep, that's his name. But whenever I see him, I'm like, I don't remember what this guy's name is. And he's hilarious.
He just looks like a posh Brit like with a high-pitched laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. He's so funny.
Jimmy Carr is really funny.
Don't they have like a, you know what Kill Tony is?
Yes.
I don't.
You know, it's a kind of like a.
I've sent you clips of it.
Where there's a comedian standing there, and there's usually like a panel of other comedians, and they talk back and forth. Doesn't Jimmy Carr do like a British version of that too?
He might.
Might.
I want to say he does, but it looks fancier. It doesn't look like a dive bar, like the Kill Tony set.
It's run by a posh Brit. Texas.
Yeah. Did you see? Dave, did you see the one that Ric Flair was on?
The Kill Tony that Ric Flair was on?
Yeah.
No, I did not see that one.
So Ric Flair comes on the show, and he's friends with some of the guys that are up there. And they're just making fun of people and each other. And the comedians are making fun of each other back and forth. And Ric Flair's like, hey, guys, I'm just going to leave. And they're like, wait, what? Why? And he's like, I don't like making fun of people. And I was like, who is this Ric Flair? Why is he? He's like, listen, I get what you're trying to do, but it's not for me. And like, went on a couple minutes, like a little promo about not making fun of people, and then left. And they're like, all right, we get it. All right, thanks, Ric Flair. And then he's gone. Yeah.
Wow.
Weird.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
He's not gator wearing, ring popping, Rolex wearing.
Anything didn't mind cutting the nuts off of Dusty Rhodes for 6 or 7 years, but you know.
He's old and now his have been cut off. That's how.
Yeah, it that's fair. He's old, he's been married 3 or 4 times now.
6 or 7.
who's counting?
He tells us.
Double it or take it or double it. Give us the next question.
Right there, you go.
There it is.
Yes, that's what took me a second. Does he just doubled it and took it?
Yes.
Well, wait, was it drugs? Because then, yes.
Yes, also, that works.
Apparently, Ric Flair was on AEW tonight.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's saying, helping say goodbye to Sting.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought he retired from wrestling.
Well, I bet you he's going to have one more final match.
Oh, yeah, he's had one more final match fucking 27 times.
Exactly. That's why it's like, When he had the one where he almost died, was it last year or the year before?
Yeah.
With Jeff Jarrett, and he's like laying on the ring unconscious.
In the t-shirt. And
yeah.
Like,
I was like, yeah. I watched it because I had to, but I wasn't happy about it.
Yeah.
Watching Ric Flair wrestle now is like listening to Axl Rose sing now.
Yeah.
Which is worse?
Ooh. For me, it's watching Ric Flair wrestle because, I mean, yeah.
They're both bad. Hey, yeah. Jake, did you get one of these?
I didn't. Yep. You got all the cool shit.
Yeah.
He always does, though.
I got some cool stuff.
Because he cares about it when it matters.
I'm
right.
Yeah,
that's little tiny football.
I got one of those.
Yeah, you did. I've gotten that koozie before at some point somewhere, like at a game. But I just don't hold on to them, and like they're somewhere in a box.
Yeah.
I don't use koozies though. I drink my beer too fast.
That's
doesn't
fair.
Need to stay
you'll,
cold very
you'll
long.
Want a koozie. You'll want a koozie here coming up in November.
It's dude. Oh.
I got gloves.
I don't.
Me too.
Miraculously, I still have the gloves that I bought last year during game day.
Oh yeah, I remember.
I plan to hold on to things.
That is snow up in the hills.
Ooh, snow in them there hills.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck. He just went from, like, I was sweating last week. Yeah, and now there's snow in the hills.
I plan on getting some gloves next week.
I thought you were going to say snow. I was going to get excited.
Well, no, I'm going to get a wild change. Let's see, what's the weather like next week? And do we know
Anaheim?
What the weather... I know the week in Anaheim is going to be 80. It's going to be, but coming back from there,
we do like not Eugene, know yet. Let me look. We might actually have the
Eugene.
Huge.
It might be in the old 10 day.
It's supposed to rain next Thursday and Friday in Eugene. So
it's probably going to rain Saturday.
It's either going to rain Saturday or we're like, it's the middle of a storm. Cause it looks like Friday looks like Thursday looks like sprinkles and Friday looks like rain. But the chances go down from 45 to 35. So
and then they go from 35 to 0 because it never rains at Autzen Stadium.
Not once.
Not never.
Not ever.
Not never. Not so. Not never.
So yeah, Chile this upcoming home game.
Uh-huh.
And other fixins, as Ben said. Let me I'll read exactly what he said. Corn muffins and a smattering of fixins to go with the chili.
Okay.
A whole smattering?
If he's got cheese and Fritos, I'm fucking set.
Mm-hmm.
The chili Frito itself. Pies. I don't know if I should reveal this or not, but I'm going to.
Is it the chili you made before?
No, it's different.
Okay. Chili it's reveal
gonna,
party.
It's going to be yak chili.
Oh.
Does that mean I'm going to eat so much of it that I'm going to yak?
Right.
Probably.
Because that might happen.
Just represent yards after catch.
It's the yak chili. That's the name of the episode.
Yak chili is the name of the episode. Yep.
No, it's you know, made with real yak. So I said, you know, I feel like I should ask if yak is good. And he said, that's a valid question. Yes. So,
right.
Yeah, that chili I made before was good. That with the elk sausage in it. And yeah,
I saw a bear today when I was hunting. I should have shot it so we could throw bear in the chili.
That's what I told him. It's like, get bear if possible. He's like, well, my boy Augie works at a yak farm. He doesn't work at a bear farm.
We should start the first bear farm.
I feel like you would run the bear farm, Dave.
Dave,
and it's not going to be what people think.
Bear Daddy Dave.
So many gators are going to show up and be like, we're here for the game.
If they thought it was a bar. Yeah. They thought it was just a bar in Canyonville. It just turns out it's Dave's house and it's an actual barn.
And there's just bears in it.
Full of bears.
And there's real bears.
Yeah. Real, like, bears from around the world.
But for some reason, I've got no shirt on and short shorts and a pair of boots standing outside.
Right, right.
Hey,
you just have, like, a long stick. Like, yeah. like a blind walking stick, but it just for you to hit the bears.
No, it's a little Bo Peep. shepherd's stick.
A little hook.
Yeah, and I'm just, like, leaning on it.
That would be good.
You guys here for the bear farm?
We sure are.
Open the door and cocaine bear eats their face.
That's our first exhibit, the cocaine bear.
Right.
Man. If you survive that, you'll see the next one.
There you panda. Go.
It's just a bunch of bears on different drugs. It progressively gets worse and worse until you reach cocaine bear.
You start with the gateway bear.
He's just eating.
These are the fucked up Care Bears. You got the gateway bear and he's got a pot leaf, right? And then from there you've got cocaine bear. And then from there you've got heroin bear, PCP bear.
Where's pill bear?
Oh, pill bear is somewhere between heroin bear and cocaine bear.
Where's mushroom bear? Mushroom bear is mushroom like in this, bear on the is ceiling.
Mushroom bear is not around. You can't find him.
mushroom bear walked off. Man.
Mushroom bear is fighting a shadow dragon in the woods.
There you go. Yep, that happens.
It did.
Yep. Oh.
When in Rome.
Dave's bear farm. That should be a shirt. I'm gonna write that down.
Dave's bear farm.
With yep.
Dave's bear barn at the bear farm.
Oh, yep, I would wear that.
I think Dave's bear farm works better. And then we have a picture of a barn.
I like it.
Maybe get like a Las Vegas type sign though for it, like outside to the side.
There should definitely be a rooster on top of the barn.
But do you want it to be a bear?
No, I want it to be a rooster. Because okay.
And then on the back, it just says...
I'm going to sketch this real fast.
On the back of the shirt, it says, DBF, get bared.
Or just say, JBB, just been bared.
Or it could say something like, I got bared at Dave's bear barn.
I got bared at Dave's bear barn.
Oh my god.
I really need it. What kind of licensing do I need to have bears?
Oh god.
Dave dropped out of college to keep bears.
And one fucking rooster.
The Bear King, Dave.
Dave's Netflix show is going to be Bear King.
Somehow Dave I get exotic. Wrapped up in Carol Baskin somehow shows up on my barn, on my farm.
Right?
They're like, hi, Dave. Like, no, get away. She's like, I invested in a pig farm. And we're like, that's suspicious.
Right?
Hold on, Dave.
Dave's Bear Farm. Home of the home right, of the two for Tuesday.
Look, I drew it.
I feel like we could come up with a line of Dave's Bear Farm shirts.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. Those will be the first shirts we sell on definitelynotsellingdrugs.com.
Dave's Bear Farm. I love it.
Yep. You probably should look into buying that URL.
Dave'sBearFarm.com.
Yeah. Dave's Bear
Farm. Where do I go to buy URLs?
Google. Domains.google.com.
Oh god.
Let's see if it's let's see if Dave's Bear Farm is available. Oh,
if it's not, I want to know who owns that.
Some guy named Dave, probably.
Obviously.
Get a new get a new domain from Squarespace. Is that the one I do?
Sure.
No.
You can just look at different ones.
Yeah, you can
or
go
just
wherever.
Type it in and see if it shows up, and then they'll start tell you, your hey, search. Do you want to buy this?
Dave's Bear Farm. Dave's Bear dot Farm. For $50 a year. Davesbearfarm.com for $12 a year. Davesbearfarm.net for $12.org.
Dave, did you see this?
I did. I saw that one. I laughed.
One game says Dave broke glass. Pretty much because we handed it back and forth between in front of Dave.
I didn't even touch it. I didn't even.
Do you want some of this, Dave? We'll pour it on your plate for you.
Yeah. Well, he did have the vodka bottle. Dude, we fucking hammered that bottle. Like, it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Within the first hour, we drank a fifth of vodka. It and was, we're like,
where did that go?
Hey, yeah, we need more. $20 a year, I can get davesbearfarm.me.
You need davesbearfarm.com, though. That's the best one.
Or dot info.
There is the dot org. I can become...
info.
If I get a .org, I can become a nonprofit bear rescue.
There you go.
Oh, $12.
I have a book on starting a nonprofit.
Yeah, look up how to start a nonprofit.
I also have this one if you want to write jokes.
Part one. Hold up this book.
Man, I can't wait. I can't wait to write a book about how I started my own bear farm.
Hi, I'm Dave. Oh. I started a bear farm.
Hi, I'm Dave.
You can tell this is a bear by the way it is.
By the way it is. You can tell it's a bear by the way it is.
The way it is.
Oh. God damn.
I'm sorry, I'm imagining this on like a grainy, like Super 8 video.
Right, like, this is Dave's tour.
Hi, I'm Dave with Dave's Bear Barn, Dave Farm, and we're gonna be talking about bears. So come on.
You just see Billy run by in the background.
Yeah. It's like, hey, no running, Billy. All right.
No running near the bears.
So here we have a bear. You can tell he's a bear by the way he is.
If you look over there, that's a brown bear. He's brown.
He's black, actually, which is confusing.
It's very confusing.
Yeah.
Black bears are brown, and brown bears are black, but grizzly bears will eat your face. All right, join us next time here on Dave's Bear Barn Farm.
This sounds like something that Rick and Morty would watch. I'm Anson Miles Johnson.
It was modeled after. Did you ever see that show Red Green?
No, but I've heard about it from you.
Yeah, it was on PBS. It's Canadian redneck sketch comedy.
I like it.
Yeah, and that's kind of what that where I was going with that whole meal there.
That was good.
So I hurt myself.
Yeah, what happened?
Like, pretty bad. It's actually, it actually doesn't look so bad today. Like, here it is now. See, it doesn't look
Hey!
Like, that's the one good thing psoriasis is good for, is, like, when I need skin, I need, like...
I got some.
It's, yeah, it's our like, superpower. Here, it's like, here you go. I'm Wolverine.
Right?
It's like if you shot me, the bullet would just come out, and then I'd be fine. But, yeah, so I was building some shit at work the other day. And yeah, I was pushing the impact driver in this direction, and I was holding the wood together in this direction, and I impacted my hand with the impact driver. And yeah, a couple yesterday I called my dad and I said, well, you'd put a drill bit through your hand. I just tried to see how far I can shove a P2 bit into my hand. And he just kind of like, there was one of two responses I expected from my dad. One of them was, oh yeah, way to go, jackass. Mm-hmm. The other one was the one I got, which is, ooh, yeah, that hurts.
Mm.
Yeah. like I got sympathy dad on that one. I was kind of not ready for it.
Right.
In a weird way. Cause he's like, ooh, yeah, that's no joke. Like that. Yeah. Ooh, ow. And yeah, I sent you guys pictures right after it happened. It was it was pretty deep. Like, I don't know if the pictures really demonstrated how far in it actually went, but like, I was bleeding for 2 days. Like, there was that much capillary damage.
That's why you wear gloves when you work.
Mm-hmm.
Generally,
I don't. Or just don't do that again.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try not to. this last couple days have been very one hand worky.
Mm.
It's like, I'll just put the screw in and then... I'm done building that thing.
Did we come up with the name of the episode already?
Yeah, two guys, some psoriasis, and a clear skin.
Chili.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're going to rename the... We're renaming the podcast. Two guys, some psoriasis, and a clear skin.
You know, I finally noticed, like... You know what's fucked up is I really, really hate psoriasis advertising, like when they advertise the medications.
Mm-hmm.
Because for years, it's just they've all been like designed for women, so I didn't even pay attention. Here's Kay, and her life sucks because she has psoriasis. I was like, okay, well, that sucks. I didn't realize that they're actually talking to me this whole time, that I was the target demographic of this commercial. And then I always thought it was kind of weird. I'm like, man, they don't have any dudes in these commercials. That's kind of strange. As soon as they start putting dudes in the commercials, they also start putting, like, on the main screen, like, here's what it looks like to have psoriasis. Like, no, like, before, people would just be like, do you hate wearing long shirts everywhere? Yeah, kind of. Do you feel hot in the wintertime because you're wearing a snowsuit? And everyone else is wearing shorts and t-shirt. Yeah, kind of. Oh, well, you should try this medication. No, it's like, now it's like, look at the scale. Look at the freak shows and how much less of a freak show you are when you take our medication.
Get the grayscale.
God damn it. God damn it anyway.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah, so it's building my, it's making my hand back in one piece. And, you know, it's always the classic, well, why don't you go to the doctor? It's like, well, what's he going to do that I didn't do? Other than charge me $1,000.
They might put some super glue on it.
Yeah.
I can do that for you right now.
It might put a butterfly, like, strip on it, maybe.
Maybe.
But, I mean, as quickly as it healed itself. Like,
Reminded me of when Dave tried to cut his fingers off, and then we just taped it up.
Nope.
He's like, I can't say shit out this thing.
Yeah, this thing.
My old KKK fingers.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta, you know, you just gotta take care of yourself. It's like, hey, this is why I know how to be a first responder.
Yeah. Well, it was like that time I tried stitching. I tried stitching my elbow in the bathroom in the house at the Sulphur Springs house.
That sounds. I don't remember that. That sounds rough.
You had already moved out, I guess, Robin.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't remember that.
I was putting a mouse trap underneath the stove, and it snapped, and I pulled my arm back.
Ooh.
And it went right into one of those sheet metal hooks.
It's
like, you can barely, it's actually right there. You can see it.
Ooh.
So I'm like, oh man, I thought I hit my funny bone. So I'm like, oh, that sucks. So I put the trap back up and I walk into the living room.
And you're dripping.
Drip, yeah. Drip, and drip, yeah. Mike looks at me and says, what the hell just happened? I'm like, the trap snapping on it freaked me out a little bit. I don't know that I'm pouring blood out of my elbow at this point. And he's like, no. And I turn around and there's just a solid stream. Not like drip here, drip there, drip there. There's like a trail.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So I go in the bathroom and my arm
That's the only way you can respond when you're bleeding like that.
Right.
It's like, oh, all right. Let me go to the bathroom real quick. And I look at it and it's just this giant gash in my elbow. So I'm standing in the mirror with my arm like this, with my other, with a needle and some thread. I had a suture kit and I'm sitting there and I get it through one side. And I get it through one side and I'm like, nope, I'm just going to put some tape on it.
That reminds me of a time my dad dropped a knife into his toe and like split it open. Like, and in this, because he wanted to finish the episode of CSI, he worked in surgery. So he had just happened to have a surgical staple kit and he stapled his toe back together so we could finish the episode.
Wow.
Like, my dad is among the toughest men I've ever seen in my life. Like, crazy shit, stupid shit.
Yeah, that's up there. Yeah, I watched my mom sew a guy shut who got cut with a chainsaw.
Oof.
At a logging show in Klatskanine, he fucking cut himself, and it wasn't terrible, but I mean, it was like
big,
yeah, it was leaking. And yeah,
probably pretty jagged too, huh? Chainsaw.
So he got really drunk, and he's like, "Here, sew it for me." Regular ass needle and thread. I think they had like some fishing line or something, and fucking she sewed it up for him, and I was like, I don't know what that level of drunk is, but I don't know if I've been there.
Yeah, I don't think I can get there.
Wow. No. I've probably been there. I mean, I definitely ran down my street barefoot once because I was drunk and stupid. So
yeah,
it's probably happened. How? Yeah.
Ran down the street naked one time.
I was there.
You were there. You got out of there.
Going back to the whole drill in the hand thing. You know how I knew it was a problem is because it didn't bleed immediately.
Oh yeah.
It took a few seconds. I'm like, I slammed it in my hand. I was like, ow. I'm like, ooh, I put a pretty nasty dent in the, ooh. And like, I did the full, like,
the Peter Stoops, Griffin,
the Stoops Brothers dolphin kick in the air. Like my feet went woo, like in the air. Yeah, and like I put it in my mouth and I looked down, I'm like, it's not bleeding, it's not bleeding. It's like, oh my God. And then, you know, like your arm was a straight trail. It was like a fountain. It wasn't like pouring out, but it filled the cup of missing flesh and then was just like running down my hand. And I was just like, I haven't bled that much in a long time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Have you ever had like a head injury, head gash?
I mean, I've had head injuries, but not a head gash.
Those are fun.
Gave me head with Harry.
I have a scar on this right here.
Oh wait,
the side of my head. I was like 12 to 14 around that age range, and I passed out walking through the living room. And we used to have these old cast iron wood stoves. And anyway, so I wake up on the floor. And I go into my mom's room, my mom and dad's room, where my sister and mom and everyone, we were getting ready to go to my baseball game, actually. And I'm like, why is it so hot in here? And I go to wipe sweat away from my face. And it's just pour blood everywhere. And I'm like, huh? And I'm just soaked in blood. And we go into the living room. There's a puddle about, you know, a little bit bigger than my head.
God damn.
And I'm like, huh? So we went to the hospital, got stitches, and I was like, wait, can we still go to my game?
They're like, no, stupid.
One, your white baseball uniform is now red.
Yeah, but it's baseball. Nobody's going to care.
Show up in a different shirt.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my chest protector and helmet on anyway. I'll be safe. But yeah,
I did have one head wound when I was a kid. I was doing the whole like run across a room and jump head first into the chair thing. Well, I slipped and the chair had wood arms. It was the 90s. You know, everything had fucking wood on it. Mm. And so you know, like it's a soft couch, but the arms are pretty sturdy and the outside is wood. And so I come running full bore and I just fucking boom head first into the chair. And like, I have a scar over like right here over my eyebrow from that. That's like the only time I've gotten stitches. I got like 3 or 4 stitches over my eye.
It's a good one. Dave, why did you pass out?
I was going to skip that part of the story.
Were you drunk?
So
you
remember, I was like 12. So not yet. You remember the old baseball belts are elastic?
Yeah.
Right. So anyways, I thought
it
was
really
fun.
Put it around your neck.
I was like, hey, Billy, look.
David Carradine over here.
David Carradine.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, hey, Billy, check it out. I can turn purple. And I was choking myself until I turned purple. And then I would stop. And then he would laugh. And then I would do it again. And then we both would laugh. And then he's like, and then I only did it like twice. And he's like, all right, cool. He gets up and goes to my parents' room.
Billy,
and
look, I can turn purple.
Right. So then I sat there for maybe another minute or so.
That might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But I got up to walk, and that's why I passed out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That might be the dumbest, like, like that
it's
reason for someone to pass
it's
out I've ever heard. That reminds me of when I was in high school, and this dude, there were two guys, and they just didn't get along. And one of them took the blue marker, and that was a bridge too far. And so in my private school class, this one kid just straight puts the other kid into a sleeper hold and just straight chokes him out like the $1 million dream. Just puts him to sleep. Nobody fucking looks up. Nobody does a thing. Nobody.
He didn't stopped. Do the three.
No, he did. We didn't get the three count. The teacher does either didn't see it or didn't care. Because we didn't, nobody really liked the kid anyway.
Fair.
And this dude, like, he gets the marker away from him. And the kid gets up off the ground after being choked out. And he goes like, oh. Like, that was the noise he made. And then he, like, walked out of the room. And he came back, like, 20 minutes later. He's like, dude, I just threw up, like, 4 times. What happened? Or, like, you took the blue marker, bro.
Oh, well, it's like back in our Jake and I's high school days when kids would do the hyperventilate thing and then hold their hands across their chest.
We did it too. Yeah,
okay. The neck.
Yeah, I never did that part. I was like, I already choked myself out one time. I'm not trying to do it again.
I didn't either, but I definitely helped some people.
Oh yeah, me too.
You remember Quinn Pickering?
Yep.
Did it to him.
Okay.
Quinn Pickering sounds like something you do on Rum Springer.
Oh, yep, it is.
I'm going all on Rumspringa, and I'm going to do some Quinn Pickering.
You got to do some Quinn Pickering.
You got to be careful how you say that.
Quinn Pickering.
Yeah, I feel like that could get mixed up.
Pin Quickering?
Quick.
Queer Pickening?
Queer Pickening. There it is.
You know, once you hear it.
That's
the
Rumspringa.
Yeah.
To be
able to... Well, it's the fact that I grew up in the 80s and 90s where we made fun of everyone and everybody's name can be ruined.
To queer, that point.
Queer like, Pickering is what you do when you go to old Dave's Bear Barn.
Old Dave's Bear Barn.
And do some queer pickering.
There was a friend of my mom's. It's like, oh, we're having a baby. Oh, what are you gonna name it? And she was so proud of herself. She's like, I found the name. Robin knows the story.
Urinal.
Yep. Robin's it's like we found the name that no one's going to be able to make fun of. We're gonna name him Journal. And my dad and I at the same time were like, Urinal.
Yep.
And they looked at us like we were monsters and we're like, You said the Titanic couldn't be sunk.
What do you
want?
Asked
we are helping you.
We
are
just
helping
did
you
a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they follow through with urinal?
I don't care.
Fair.
I hope I find this child who's probably an adult now so I can call him Uranus.
Uranus?
There was a kid I remember in Hawaii. His name was James Butler, I think it was.
Oh, James Butlers are always fuck ups.
And we used to call him
everyone
James
knows a James Butler.
we called him Jimmy the Buttman. Yep, old Jimmy the Buttman.
Turns out he made it to the NBA and plays for the Heat now.
Jimmy Butler. He got a little melanin in him and lost the glass.
At Dave's Bear Farm.
He got a little melanin in him at the old days. But come on down to Dave's Bear Farm. I'll get some melanin in you.
Melanin in you.
Sounds like a Filipino dish. I might go down there to old DBF and get me some of that.
Get you some of the melanin in you. Dude, so I sent this to, I was telling Dave about this earlier this week. Jen and I went and we got lunch because I was in the area, and we went to this Hawaiian restaurant, and it was a great place, fantastic food. And she's like, I wish I could like clean the light switches and shit around here. Is this a little grimy? I'm like, baby, this is a poly restaurant. Like the cleanliness of this establishment is
that's
remarkable.
How you know the food's gonna be good.
Right. Like Dave said, that's eye flavoring. Like
yeah.
Eye flavoring. That's how you know it's gonna be tasty.
Yeah. Dude. Like if you ever get back up this way, we gotta go to Kona Cafe. That place was legit.
Oh yeah, I used to go to that's where I used to always go in north of Seattle.
Yeah, Northgate.
No, further north, closer to Marysville.
Linwood.
More than one?
Yeah, probably Linwood one.
They must have more than one.
Yeah, I think there's three locations in King County and just north of it.
Old King County. But yeah, it's fantastic. Cake,
when's the next home game?
Next week. Not this week.
Not this week.
Cal.
Looks like I'm looking up that cake place because I might want to get Jake to pick up a cake.
That's going to be tough.
One cake, Jake?
I won't be able to. I'll have to do it for the Civil War because I'll be...
We have three games. We have Cal, USC.
We'll do it for USC then because...
That's on Veterans Day, so...
Yeah, we'll do a Veterans Day cake.
Cal, USC, and then the Bavers.
Because, yeah, I'll be flying in from Anaheim on Friday night.
Okay.
And then getting up at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's what time I usually get up, or at least the last couple of weeks. Seems like those 12:30 games suck.
I hate them.
Actually, did I tell you about my screw up last week?
No, you told we like your dad said something about it, but like I don't know.
So I was like, all right, I text Dave, we're leaving at 5:15. Tell my dad we're leaving at 5:15. I go get ready to bed, go to bed, set my alarm, go to sleep finally, and my dad bursts in my room. You ever gonna get up? At 4:57, and I was like, what the fuck happened to my alarm? So I look at my phone, I have an alarm set for 5:15, and I got a backup for 5:30 in case I don't wake up on time. Fucking idiot. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't
pulled
know
the old
how
David
my,
Eaton.
My brain just said, yeah, we're leaving at 5:15. That's when you're getting up. Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good thing he burst in. Like,
you ever gonna do what you gotta do? Like, nope. I think I'm just gonna sleep all day.
Right? Like, yeah.
That was, like, I had a really hard time sleeping the night before the game last week.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, because my dad, whoa, what the hell?
Dave's sharing something.
Oh, the cakes.
This one. Can you see my cursor?
Yeah.
That's the
pink
one. Guava cake. Sorry, you talked about Hawaiian food and it made me want that cake.
Hi, I'm Dave. I want cake.
Let's look at these prices. All right.
Freaking cake boys and bears over here.
Yeah, that's Dave over here. Cake boys and bears.
Come on down to the old DBF and get yourself a slice of cake.
Stop by the DBF bakery. Get yourself a cake.
Get yourself a cake.
Oh, and then Billy runs back across the other way in the video.
God damn it, Billy.
He's basically Billy. He's Moe's in my imagination.
He's holding a beat.
There's and wearing a Battlestar Galactica sweatshirt.
A shirt that just says fear.
You must conquer your fear.
Before you can pet the bear, you must conquer your fear.
Billy.
And then like a single firecracker goes off because I don't have enough money for pyrotechnics.
And then you just start playing the music from the Stelio Canto Stelio. Fucking American Dad.
Dun, 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 dun.
I feel like bam, I feel bam, like bam. Dave's Bear Farm really needs to get going.
Oh man, I still want a raccoon. Riv is convinced I've got it figured out how to get one, and I do, but I'm not going to.
So she's convinced you know how to do something that you know how to do. I wonder why she's convinced of that.
But I'm like, no, I don't know. I don't know what you need to do to get that. You just get one, and then you don't tell anyone, really.
Yeah.
But the problem is finding one. So you just have to find all these people that have farms, ranches around here, and you're like, hey, you guys got any fucking raccoons? Well, trap me a baby. Okay, I'll trap my own.
Yeah, can I put a trap out here?
Yeah, and like when I saw that one at the co-op, I was like, wait, where did you guys get that? And they're like, oh yeah, we found it. I'm like, that sounds like something I would say.
Yep, that sounds like something you would say.
I feel like Ben and I need a raccoon mascot for our apartment.
The raccoon house.
The trash panda. Yeah.
So you guys may know the story of Pabst Blue Ribbon. But do you realize that we're coming up on the 130th anniversary of the Blue Ribbon?
Yeah.
They're like, it is 130. Yeah, well, 1893 is 130 years that they were like, oh, we won it. We won an award. Put it on the can. Everyone will care. Because there were only like four beers competing.
Right.
I don't know. It's kind of like...
They sound like a Texas State college football team talking about how great they are. It's been a while, bud.
It's like, hey, we won one back. It's like Oregon's men's basketball 1936 national championship. Still counts.
It still counts.
There are eight colleges, but we were one of them.
Is it 36 or 39?
I think it's 36. It might have been 38, honestly.
38 sounds familiar, too.
Hey, it could be 37. Who knows?
Hey, it could have been shut the fuck up, Dave.
I don't know anything about football, basketball.
It's basketball.
I was looking at my anything about
basketball.
You don't know anything about bears either. It's not going to stop you from opening the bear farm.
I know a thing or two about bears.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you got. If you tickle them under their armpits, they roll over on their backs.
And they go, boom.
I'm a bear. That's what they say.
Maybe you can get the bear that wrestled Habib.
What bear?
I don't speak Russian.
Nurmagomedov.
Nurmagomedov.
Gotta be careful saying that one too.
For a second.
What bear do you think you could beat in a fight?
Koala.
Yeah.
No. What bear?
What's the biggest bear you think you could beat in a fight then?
Koala.
Sun bear.
Red panda.
I was gonna say sun bear.
Sun bear? I don't know, man. I want
the sun bear's ass, dude.
They're tall and goofy, but. They don't want to fight. They don't fight.
They got those big claws, but I can get in there. I can work the ribs, right? Like Rocky against Ivan Drago. Work the body. Boom.
I still don't think I could take a pissed off sun bear.
I don't even know if we could beat a pissed off koala bear, to be honest. Probably get pretty fucked up. I mean, we might win.
And syphilis. Wait,
if I can wear like syphilis. Baseball catcher pads and I'll just keep kicking.
Like you don't have to go in there naked. You can wear protective gear. Mm-hmm. Like they've got fangs and shit, bro. Yeah. Like
red panda, maybe. Is that
red
panda? Is a bear?
Red panda? No, that's a marsupial.
Bear,
it's a marsupial.
Yeah,
it's a marsupial.
It's a marsupial.
I think if I wanted to go more exotic,
1939.
Yeah. See, I was right.
No, you weren't.
Close enough.
What did I say?
If I was to get a random animal, like not like like a raccoon idea,
it would like, be a I think Mogwai.
Mogwai. Don't get it wet or feed it after midnight. I think red panda would be on top of my like high on the list.
If you like just pick any animal to domesticate.
Yeah.
Shark. Probably red panda. Get that out of here.
I'm thinking domesticated like a dog. So like you're chilling on the couch and it jumps up there and like chills with you. Like
oh, jaguar.
Jaguar. Yeah, see, that's a good one.
Ocelot.
I've seen this guy in Russia that has a Black Panther, and dude, it's so fucking cool. I'm like, I want a Black Panther.
The guy that has the Black Panther and the dog that grew up together?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That would be cool.
I also watched a video yesterday. I stopped sending videos to Jake, but a fucking jaguar gets in this family's house and walks up to their dog as it's sleeping. Like, they have it on night vision camera, and it's just fucking sitting there over the fucking dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dog like moves a little, and it goes fucking grabs, and the dog's like, ah! And then takes off with the dog. I mean, like, it's a full size dog. And I was like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine? Cause like, it got right there and the dog didn't even sense it. You think we have a chance? Fuck no. Nope. We're dead. We might be a little too big. That might be the only thing that they're like, I don't want to fuck with something as big as me. But man,
if it's got the drop.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the only hope that you have is that you snore. And so you make a lot of noise, and they won't, and they might not fuck with you if you make a lot of noise. That's why I'm convinced that was my only defense from the rattlesnakes when I rolled my sleeping bag out in the middle of Arizona.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Like I was driving to Arizona with some friends, and we all stopped at this rest area, and we couldn't all fit in the Civic and sleep. So I decided to hop out, and I whipped my sleeping bag out and went to sleep. When I wake up, I went to bed literally under the sign that said, warning, rattlesnake area.
Fuck.
But I was so tired, like, I didn't read. I'd been driving for 4 to 6 hours, and I was just like, I just need to get somewhere to lay down. But yeah, they're like, and I figure the only thing that, because, I mean, I was warm, you know, so, like, they would have wanted to be around me, but I was making so much noise that there was no way that they were going to come near me.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, pass.
Yeah.
Pass.
There's, pass. There's pass. A lot of wildlife stories. Dude, and also on the way home from the duck game, I saw like 5 deer alongside the road dead.
Seen a deer.
See, it must be the whole hunting season thing with them being displaced.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they, from what I've heard, and this could just be like people doing people things, but they move more at night, especially during hunting season, you know, and then they have terrible vision already. So they're out there and you see headlights.
Terrible.
They get froze because they can't tell where it's at. They're like, hey, what's that?
Oh, I'm shit. It's like the same way you kill a fly. Just move slowly.
It's like me when I see boobs.
Like,
yeah, boobs.
Like, what's that? Oh, yeah.
People who should be phased out. How old do you think this book is?
Old enough for retards to be in there.
You think? And I am not censoring that because you were saying it referring to this.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, wow. Really close.
Oh, okay. So we're going with other words for the word?
No. No. Like Jake was on the year.
I was about to come up with some more words.
You just need to write them down. Get them out. You just got to write them down.
It was 97 BT.
That was really close. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if it does say that. I wonder if there's a digital version of this somewhere.
You can control
men who have one long uninterrupted eyebrow. Even in 97, George Carlin hated the unibrow.
But he didn't call it the unibrow. He called it one long uninterrupted brow.
I feel like that's what we should start calling Anthony Davis.
The one long uninterrupted brow.
The one long uninterrupted brow. Eyebrow.
Because, it's longer than any of his playing stints ever are.
Guys who give peace signs and wink at the same time.
So Japanese
Why does
people.
That feel like yeah. Alex?
So, like, what nowadays, that's like anyone that like watches dead. Anime.
All right, let's hit us with the list.
Okay, here, I'll go back to it. Oop. Nope,
these are what people who should be eliminated according to George Carlin.
People who should be phased out.
Phased out.
Guys who always harmonize the last few notes of Happy Birthday. It's hard to argue that.
I always go with the falsetto. I do the Michael Scott.
The Michael Scott. That's a good one. People over 40 who can't put on reading glasses without making self-conscious remarks about their advanced age.
Yeah.
Guys who wink when they're kidding.
I always wink with my left eye because the eyelid doesn't have far to go.
Oh my God. Men who propose marriage on the giant TV screen at a sports stadium.
Agreed.
I saw one of those last game. Not this last game, the game before. Guys in their 50s who flash me the peace sign and really mean it.
He really hates the peace sign.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
People with a small patch of natural white hair who think it makes them look interesting.
Jay Leno.
Right. Guys with creases in their jeans. People who know a lot of prayers by heart. I feel like we know drinking things instead.
Yeah, I know a few prayers.
People who move their lips when I'm talking. Oh, that's awesome. Guys who want to shake my hand even though we just saw each other an hour ago.
Yes. Oh my God, I hate shaking.
I hate fucking that. Yeah,
every time somebody comes in the room, hey, how you doing?
Fuck well off. It's like the boss shows up, oh hey, how's it going, and then he's like, all right, I'm out of here guys, I'll see you later, and then shakes hands again. I'm like, bitch, just fucking leave.
Yeah, we need to shake hands.
A celebrity couple A celebrity couple who adopt a third world baby and call it rainforest. Oh, George Carlin's funny. Damn it. Well, was, I guess, technically.
He still is.
Yeah, still is. Guys who wear suits all day and think an earring makes them cool at night. Old people who tell me what the weather used to be where they used to live.
In the back when I was in Arizona, it was hot as shit.
You
sound like Creepy Dave for a second. Today's favorite animal is Childersons.
People who say knock knock when entering a room and beep beep when someone is in their path. Oh, the best thing is I can literally picture almost every single one of these.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know the person.
Uh-oh, I feel like I've been attacked. Fat guys who laugh at everything.
Fuck you, George Carlin.
Hey. People who people who have memorized a lot of TV show theme songs and are really proud of it.
Moving on up.
Come on, knock on my door.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
<Do-be-do-ba-ba-da>. Women who think it's cute to have first names consisting solely of initials. Like Casey.
Casey.
Yeah. There we go. Jinx, you owe me some coke. People who give their house or car a name. Wait, the next one. People who give their genitals a name. Guys who can juggle, but only a little bit.
That's me. That's me. I can juggle a little bit.
A little bit.
Actors who drive race cars. Oh my God, there's so many. Men who wear loafers without socks, especially if they have creases in their jeans. Oh, this is a good one. Athletes and coaches who give more than 100%.
Yes.
I like that one. Guys who still smell like their soap in the late afternoon.
That's such a problem for me.
Why?
I don't know. It just is weird. You come rolling in the middle of the afternoon, you smell
strongly.
Oh,
I thought you meant you smell like soap still.
No.
Gotcha.
Like, encountering other people who still smell like they're fresh out of the shower at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's weird.
Guys who wear their watches on the inside of their wrist.
Hey, weirdos. I feel attacked on that.
Wait,
one.
Weirdos. Do you have your wrist? Do you have yours on?
No, I don't have it. I switch it depending on what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Like I've always done that. Like if I'm working, I wear it on the inside because then when I roll my wrist like that, it doesn't. Because yeah. I've actually got a scar right here from watches.
You got a scar right here.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I'm a long uninterrupted eyebrow.
Stick my dick in your ass.
Guy, let's see. Any man who wears a suit and tie to a ball game. Yeah. What
yeah, are you doing? Lame.
I don't think we see that at Autzen very often. Like, if anything, it's like a fake suit. Like,
yeah, it's a party suit.
I've seen a few, but they're usually
you've
like
seen ironic suits.
No, I've seen actual suits. But when we talked to them, they worked for ESPN.
Yeah, the coaches.
Oh yeah,
they were like execs with ESPN.
Guys who flash me a thumbs up sign, especially if they're winking and making a peace sign with the other hand. Is it Buddy Jesus?
Yes.
Japanese awesome. Buddy Jesus.
Oh my god! And now I gotta read this book.
I wonder if that's connected now.
Right? I thought so the same thing because Kevin Smith.
George Carlin is the cardinal in that movie.
I know. But I'm wondering if Kevin Smith read this book and was like, oh my god, I got an idea.
Right?
That's so good.
I really hope he did. Oh, here's a few things I like. He's got a list and it's like, and
this shouldn't
long.
Take long.
Right. a guy who doesn't know what he's doing and won't admit it. Hey,
that reminds
Dave,
me of the
he loves
the,
you.
Right? It reminds me of the Be the Man guy. Like,
man.
Don't know what you're doing? Don't ask questions. Be a man.
A permanently disfigured gun collector.
What?
I don't know. A whole lot of people tap dancing at once.
Okay.
When a big hole opens up in the ground. The third week in February. A guy who says cockroach.
The third week in February. That's so funny because it's after Valentine's Day.
Right.
Ugh. Everyone's miserable.
Oh my gosh.
Are we going to get a copyright strike from reading fucking
George
Carlin's
book?
Here's
the last one, probably. A woman with no feet because she's not always nagging you to take her dancing.
Oh. Do people still go out dancing?
I don't know. It's George Carlin. He'd probably been writing this book for a couple of years.
Yeah. They're still dancing. You can go like salsa dancing and shit. For a long time in Eugene, there's a place you can go dancing to.
I remember that. One of my exes wanted to take dance classes up in Eugene.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't. Like, for a second, like, it always sounds like a nice romantic thing to do, right? Like, oh, let's take ballroom dancing lessons. But, like, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go ballroom dance?
I took that as a class. And let me tell you, it's a fucking waste of time.
Yeah, this is.
But it was required. The fuck is wrong with PE people? They're like, oh, yeah, you want to teach PE? Better know how to ballroom dance. I mean, I did dance with some hot chicks, but.
Well, hey, you know, there's always benefits to.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
You're like, hang on, I'm going to play basketball and then ballroom dance.
What happens if there's more dudes in the class than chicks? Just two dudes ballroom dancing together?
You learn how to hold by the shaft.
But it was actually, the teacher said there's always more chicks than dudes. So the dudes always got chicks to dance with.
I mean, Ben's doing the whole home ec thing and he's like one of the three guys in the class. He's got that shit figured out.
When I took my botany class last year, it was me and two other dudes in a room full of chicks, but most of them smelled like BO.
Yeah. and looked like BO.
Wait, so here's this section on Thanksgiving. Hold on. You got to at least hear the first couple sentences. On Thanksgiving at our house, we like variety, so we don't have turkey every year. Last year, we had a swan. It was nice. Everyone got some neck.
Long neck.
Another year, we had a seagull. Delicious.
Last year, we had a swan.
It's a little fishy, but at least there's no need to add salt. 2 years ago, we had a stork. Lots of meat, but Jesus, the wishbone makes a hell of a noise.
Well, that's what I'm hearing him say, but Jesus, wishbone makes a hell of a noise.
You want to make jokes?
You want to make jokes like George Carlin? Well, these people...
Hey!
They could have been anywhere in the world. They're here with us. We appreciate that. Make sure you're checking us out on the internet, everywhere you can find us. We'll get last week's episode up soon because, I mean, we got copyright because NBC gets mad that 11 people wanted to fucking watch
this show. I mean, it's edited. If you want to come to my house and watch it, you can. The door's not locked, usually. If it is, just text me. I'll tell you where the key is.
Let him know to put his dick away.
That's usually what you gotta say when Dave walks in the room. Like,
no, Dave says it every time he comes to my house.
I want to know how long I've been saying that, because every time.
I would say like 4 years.
It's. Yeah. I mean, it reminds me because ever since I started doing karaoke, I've always said I've dedicated my songs
3 years, to a special summer. 2 years.
But for this episode, this edition of my show,
put your dick away.
Good night, universe.
That's a podcast.
Here's your podcast. Hey, go Ducks.
Hey, go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Make sure to go and check out DefinitelyNotSellingDrugs.com.